USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says, make no bones about it, President Trump wants to see children in school this fall.
Yeah, the president has said unmistakably that he wants schools to open, and I was just in the Oval talking to him about that. And when he says open, he means open and full, kids being able to attend each and every day at their school. The science should not stand in the way of this.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is tentatively scheduled to visit Portland, Oregon on Friday and receive a briefing and tour of the federal courthouse that was attacked for weeks by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters. Wolf saying the city has been under siege for 47 straight days and that Oregon leaders are not addressing the violence and are instead blaming law enforcement and requesting fewer officers in the community. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A group of U.S. diplomats are returning to China. From the Washington News Center, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China, the U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is calling it a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack. On Wednesday, the accounts of Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, among other major accounts, were taken over temporarily by hackers seeking cryptocurrency. Dorsey saying they're diagnosing the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding the college football season taking place, Urban Meyer, the former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
2 weeks ago, yes. Last week, medium. I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, et cetera. I'm optimistic right now.
A Virginia judge is dealing a blow to Virginia Democrats' gun-controlling agenda, blocking part of their new controversial background check law that would have made it nearly impossible for adults under 21 to purchase a handgun. The judge saying a new state law that mandates federal background checks on all private handgun sales was unconstitutional because federal law only allows those 21 and older to purchase handguns from federally licensed dealers. The Virginia law would have made it illegal for adults under 21 to purchase handguns in the state. The attorney general there is appealing the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.